countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
I was on a visit home to Clare earlier this week when news broke of the closure of some of the most popular beaches in the county. Now, Clare is not alone in this respect. Over the past few weeks, other beaches along the western seaboard have been closed at short notice because of concerns about water quality. But I drove over to Lahinch to see how they were coping. I began by talking to Stuart, originally from South Africa, who's working at John McCarthy's Lahinch Surf School.
We moved here 3 years ago to help John at Lahinch Surf School.
So today is a day where there is no surfing because of the quality of the water. What's your reaction to that?
I mean, it's a shame because obviously it's not just us here at the surf school who can't put people in the water. There's quite a few surf schools down here and they're obviously quite disappointed.
Yeah, the kids were devastated. We'd booked to go surfing. The very first surfing lessons was to be today, but we got a text early on to say it was cancelled. Pity, yeah, the kids were gutted. So we're going to maybe shoot on up to Galway tomorrow, and if we can get in for a dip up there, it'll be just as good.
Tell me, you're in your wetsuit.
Yeah.
So are you going into the Atlantic?
I am indeed, yeah. Well, I'm heeding the warnings, but I'm also doing my own thing, you know, figuring it out for myself. I think everyone has to have an aspect of that in their life. Oh. I'll be keeping my eyes closed. I'll be in for a little while, and I grew up here, getting in the water before there was ever warnings, and we didn't know the difference. We grew up on this. People are getting a bit worked up about it.
Now, I've moved away from the beach and the Strand and walked up the main street of Lahinch, and I have to say that Lahinch is absolutely buzzing. There are crowds everywhere.
Well, as you can see, Marty, we're standing outside the Atlantic Hotel here, and as you can see, the street here is thriving at the moment. So irrespective of the water being not being able to go into the water, that's not having any effect on business whatsoever. As a matter of fact, actually, it's probably forcing people to come off the beach and up the street and into businesses. So it's actually having a positive effect for us this afternoon anyhow.
So I'm sure because you're busy, you'd love to pop into the Atlantic for an old swim this evening, but you can't do it.
Well, actually, funny you say that, Marty. When lockdown came, I started swimming every morning. Got into the habit of doing it. I'm quite a keen runner, but not a big swimmer. But I started doing it every morning religiously just to keep my routine. And since we opened on the 29th of June, I haven't seen the water. I go over every morning to look at it to see what the tide is like, hoping I'd be able to get in again. But I'll have to leave that for another while because business is more important at the moment, to try to get ourselves back on even par with last year, if that's possible.
And that was Alan Logan of the Atlantic Hotel in Lahinch. Carl Brody, environmental scientist with Clare County Council, joins me now. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Marty.
Now, it's Saturday morning. The weather forecast is for a fine, warm day. What can you tell holidaymakers in Clare about the status of the beaches in Lahinch, in Spanish Point, in Kilkee, in the White Strand near Milltown Malbay?
Well, we're very hopeful that in the next couple of hours that we might be able to lift the prohibition. We have been testing all week, and bacteria levels have been decreasing with every test. So hopefully, in consultation with the HSE later on now in a couple of hours, we might have positive news.
Do you think you'll have positive news in the early afternoon? Can you maybe give us a time?
I would expect it in the next hour to hour and a half. We should have we'll have news at that stage. And hopefully it will be positive. The trends in the levels of bacteria are going in the right direction. And hopefully in a couple of hours, we have to wait for a specific time to take off the test. And we're just waiting on that now.
And very briefly, the contamination, what has caused it and can something be done?
The contamination is as a result of runoff from the catchment that's washed in after the heavy rain. We had a couple of very intensive heavy rain events over the last couple of days, well, at the beginning of the week, and that washed in bacteria from the land in the catchment. As you would appreciate, there's a large river that comes in there, the Aina River, which comes from a big catchment, and that washes in all the debris and increases the bacterial levels, which can't be sufficiently diluted in the bay area when there is such a deluge of water coming in the Aina River. And that's very close to Lahinch Beach.
Well, let's see. Hopefully you'll have positive news in the next hour, hour and a half, because many of the tourists, many of the locals, obviously on a hot, warm day would love to take a a swim in the Atlantic Ocean. Thank you very much, Carl Brody, for joining us. And wherever you are in Ireland, you can find information about beaches all around the country at beaches.ie and on Twitter, EPA Beaches.